conventional civilians.
You're listening to TalkZone.com. Internet Talk Radio. TalkZone.com. It's time for Pageant Talk Radio with Valerie Hayes, the pageant coach. This is the show that will inform and inspire you as you prepare for your next pageant competition while helping you develop life skills that transcend pageantry. Now, here's the host of Pageant Talk Radio, Valerie Hayes.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Pageant Talk Radio. I'm Valerie Hayes, the pageant coach, and we're going to spend today's show talking about important information that you need to know so you can have the best pageant year ever. And I'm really excited that you're sharing a few moments with us today to celebrate the life skills and the wonderful personal development that really are the essence of pageantry. Before I start today's show, I want to thank all of our listeners for all of the emails that we receive every week about the show. We work really hard to put on a great show for you, and we really appreciate knowing that we're doing a great job and that we're getting guests that you love to hear from. We've only been on the air just 5 months, and we're already the number one pageant show. So we really, really appreciate your feedback. We love hearing from our listeners and hope that you'll continue to enjoy the show. I also want to thank everyone for the wonderful response to my newly released audio CD, Mastering the Pageant Interview. The CD consists of 3 audio files of my teleseminar series, plus a transcript of each recording for your easy reference, and it covers everything you need to know to get a winning pageant interview score. Right now, the audio file is only available to readers of my e-zine, which is my email newsletter, and listeners of the show, just like you. Right now, the CD is not available to the general public because I'm offering it at such a ridiculously low price, I can't really afford to offer it to the public. But as soon as we're sold out at this price, the price is going up. So you can't find it on my website yet because it's not available to the public. So if you missed my email announcement about the audio CD Mastering the Pageant Interview and you want to get yours before the price goes up, just go to http://tinyurl.com/page-m-as-in-mary-t-as-in-tom-p-as-in-paul-i for Mastering the Pageant Interview. So that's http://tinyurl.com/page-mtpi. Well, we have a very informative show planned for you today. We're talking with several pageant insiders about the always controversial issue of message boards and VoI boards. And we received an overwhelming number of emails about today's show. And it's obvious to me that this is a topic that's an issue for everyone who's out there competing, and everyone seems to have an opinion. And during today's show, we're going to present several different perspectives and help you understand more of the pros and cons of internet message boards. And I'm sure it's going to be an interesting and lively discussion. If you'd like to ask a question or add a comment about today's topic, message boards and VoI boards, we'd love to hear from you during the show. If you're a current title holder and would like to have your name and title announced when you call, just let Dave, my producer, know. If you'd prefer to just have your first name announced, that's perfectly fine too. And to join the conversation and ask a question, U.S. callers can dial 888-463-6748. That's 888, go for it. And international callers can dial 011-847-470-0937. We're definitely looking forward to hearing from you. Well, on today's show, we have 4 guests who we're going to be talking with about pageant message boards and VoI boards. Our first guest, Maria Bell, is a fitness professional with over 20 years' experience and works for the largest fitness company in Virginia. She is certified by the American College of Sports Medicine and loves teaching group fitness. Her former titles include Mrs. Virginia and Mrs. Galaxy, and actually I think she has too many titles to even go into here. Her website is fitnesswithmaria.com. And Maria is married to Michael and has 3 sons and an avid pageant contestant. Maria, welcome to Pageant Talk Radio.
Thank you, Valerie. I'm excited to be here.
Tell us a little bit, first of all, Maria, about how you got started in pageant competition.
It was kind of a fluke. I was surfing the channels one night with my husband, and we stumbled across Mrs. America. And I had no idea that there were pageants for married women. And I said to my husband, you know, that doesn't really look that hard to do. I think I'll go ahead and try it. And I entered Mrs. Virginia, and for some strange reason, those judges picked me. And the next thing I knew, I was at Mrs. America.
Isn't that funny? It always looks so simple when you're the one not doing it, right?
Exactly.
So when you first started competing, did you know about message boards and void boards on the internet, or was this all something that you stumbled on by accident?
Absolutely, I did not know about these message boards. And in fact, I'm not even sure if these boards were around in 1999. The way that I found out about them was a pageant friend emailed me, and she said, hey, your name is being mentioned on this board. And it was an infamous board that has been since shut down. And I went on there, and I was shocked by the things that I read. And that was my introduction.
Wow. It's kind of amazing, isn't it? Maria, unbeknownst to you, we have a click on your line, and so our listeners are hearing a regular click while you're talking. And I know that we want them all to hear your whole story. So I'm going to ask you to just hold on. We're going to disconnect this production line for you, and my producer is going to get you back on the line so that we can hear you clearly. Sometimes with modern technology, we have little oopses along the way and don't always get as clear a connection as we'd like. And while we're waiting to get Maria back, I want to remind everyone that today's topic is message boards and void boards. These are the boards on the internet that contestants, directors, family members might be looking at before the pageant, during the pageant, or after the pageant. And sometimes people are commenting in both a positive and negative way. And we're going to be talking with four guests today. My first guest is Maria Bell, who will be getting back on a better production line for you. And then my second guest, who will be joining us after the first break, is Christy Cole Pearson, who is a well-known pageant contestant and also posts on message boards. She has been posted about, she has written posts, and she's been a moderator. So she'll be joining us after the first break. And then after the second break, we have two fabulous women who are going to be sharing with us some opportunities for those of us or those of you who aren't interested in posting on message boards. Maria, I think we have you back on the line. Is that right?
That's right.
There you are, and you sound so much more fabulous now, Maria.
Excellent.
Well, we were talking before we had to reestablish the line about how a friend of yours had told you that you were being mentioned on a message board, and that's how you first became aware of message boards or void boards, right?
That's correct.
And tell me how your story went from there. Were you looking at the boards regularly? Did you just come on occasionally? How did it work for you?
Well, after that, as you can imagine, I would go on that board on a regular basis to see what the newest scoop was that was being written about me. And this started in the year 2004. So I had already won Mrs. Virginia. I had already won Mrs. Galaxy. And this came about the time that I decided to enter a preliminary to a pretty big pageant. So I figured that I probably was ruffling somebody's feathers from coming into that system. So, that was the main message board that I knew about. And then, of course, several have, cropped up. In fact, millions have cropped up since then.
So when you were first finding out about them and you were going to see what was being posted about you, Maria, was it positive or negative or a little bit of both?
Well, it started negative. And that's usually how these posts are. They might seem like they're somewhat positive, but there's always a backhanded compliment or some kind of bite to it. And then, of course, I had friends. I had well-intended, friends of mine and contacts that would come on and try to say something nice, but that just kept the message going and, of course, make people even more angry that I possibly had anybody out there that wanted to defend me.
So even though they were negative posts, you kept going back and reading them, right?
I did. And then,
I think that kind of speaks to the issue that I think that message boards can be a little addictive, don't you think?
They definitely can. And, I'll go months and months and not even go and look at them. And I'll say to myself, this is ridiculous. I can't spend my time on here. I have a lot more things I want to do with my life than read these boards. And then every once in a while, I'll go back and peek and I'll actually get angry with myself and say, what are you doing? And then again, go on a sabbatical from them. So it's a little bit like rubbernecking, Valerie.
You know, it's so I think emotionally engaging to read the messages, especially when they're saying great things about you. And I know that there are both positive and negatives about contestants and pageant directors and coaches and hair and makeup artists, and really everyone in pageantry can get commented on. And I think that it does kind of become something where you're curious, kind of like when you're standing in line right at the grocery store and you pick up one of those magazines that we all know isn't necessarily the most accurate in the world. It's kind of a little like that, isn't it?
I think so. But, you know, I think there's some really important things that people need to remember when they're reading these boards. I had somebody recently tell me, you know, people believe everything they read on those boards. And I said to this person, are you kidding me? I would hope not, because you would think that, you know, I was the worst person out there. I think people need to realize that a lot of the stuff that's being written is not true. You can go on these boards. You do not have to register. You do not have to sign your name. You can say anything you want about anybody and not be held accountable. So first of all, we need to realize that most of this stuff is not true. Second of all, we have to realize that the people that are being written about are threatening somebody's security, whether it's a title or how they feel in competition. So we need to look at it that way. Wow, this person must be a real threat to someone. And then we need to look at it with the person writing this, have the courage to say the same thing in person, face to face. And the answer usually is no.
Right. I do agree that the cloak of anonymity is an issue. I know that in some message boards, people adopt standard handles that they use over and over again. So at least they're known by reputation, if not by name. But I think the cloak of anonymity, the fact that you don't have to post your name or anything about yourself, does allow people a certain freedom that they wouldn't take if they were at orientation or rehearsal or an appearance with you and talking to you face to face. But tell us a little bit about the story, Maria, where it went from the occasional negative comments to really kind of a very serious negative situation.
Well, right. You know, I would read all these malicious things written about me. And my husband, just to let you know the background, he is a software consultant. He's a brilliant man. We have our own server because I have my own website, plus he has a software company. And we were able to see where my images were being uploaded. And we discovered that one of
By your images, you mean photos of yourself?
Exactly, my JPEGs off my website. Thank you for asking that. We were able to see that my JPEG, one JPEG in particular, was uploaded twice onto two boy boards. These boy boards are intended to solicit for sex. Now, there are boy boards out there. There are millions of boy boards out there. There's everything from the love of St. Bernards all the way to, you know, children's pageants. And we were able to find that one of my images was uploaded on the two sex boy websites soliciting for sex. So my husband removed this image off of my website so you can no longer see the image on these boy boards except for that little red X that pops up. But my name was still in the subject line. So what that means is that anybody can Google me and they can find that my name is on these dating and sex boy boards, including my boss. And that's the thing, we're playing with fire, is anybody can say anything about you, and it will be in cyberspace forever until that moderator takes it off.
And you ultimately found out, and of course we're not going to go into the details here, but you ultimately found out that that was another pageant contestant, isn't that right?
That's right, and I had to involve my attorney to file a cease and desist letter. I also had my attorney write a letter to Voyager Info Systems, who makes it very difficult to get in touch with. They do not give you a lot of contact information because they know there's so many people complaining, asking that my name be removed off these sites, and they won't do it. They won't even acknowledge that my attorney has sent them a letter.
So you've actually gone on to create a petition, right? Because you are very concerned that this is not only happening to yourself, but could be potentially happening to other people.
And it has. I mean, I hear stories from parents whose little kids are being dragged through this. You know, I'm a grown woman. I can handle if you say something about me that's not true. I can't imagine being 10 years old or in middle school and reading something about myself. It would be very devastating. So I've heard all sorts of stories, and I created this petition so people can go on, add their name. You have to put your name on there. I've had some people not put their names. That doesn't even count as a line signature. And then what I'm hoping to do is get to 1,000 signatures to send it to Voyager Info Systems, and ask them just to change their policy. I'm not asking for these boards to go away, but I think.
And what policy are you asking?
I'm asking them
to change
to be registered users, to have a working email that you actually have to log onto,
so that people, if an unfortunate comment is made that really is inappropriate and not factually correct, that people can be held accountable?
That's exactly right.
And if you're interested in signing Maria's petition, she has a tiny URL for it, and here it is. Get ready. It's http://tiny, tinyurl.com, tinyurl.com/voy. VOY petition, PETITION. That's http://tinyurl.com/voy petition. Do you think, now obviously you had a negative experience with the message boards, and I know that you say even now you'll go on from time to time. Do you think that there are positives about message boards?
If they are well moderated, your VOY boards that are specific for certain systems and the director may be moderating them. Yeah, because it's a great way to blast out some information to a lot of people. But when you get these boards who have really poor moderators or moderators with their own motive, I think that's when we have to step back and go, okay, why is this moderator allowing this comment to stay up there? And we have to realize these moderators are a lot of times pageant contestants themselves. So don't believe everything that's written out there.
Right. And I think sometimes, too, I know in our research for today's show, we found that sometimes people will answer back to their own posting. So it makes it look like there's five or six people agreeing with the original posting when it's really the original poster and maybe their best friend who are posting back and forth, making it look like there's a huge majority in that opinion.
That's right. And all it takes, Valerie, is one person to be angry. That's all it takes. And that one person can go out there and just cause, you know, wreak havoc, really.
Do you think the message boards, do you think that they have hurt pageantry?
I do. I talk to people because I'm a coach as well. And people who say, you know what, it's not worth it. I'm getting out of this. And here's the kicker. You may try, these posters may try to scare off their competition. But when you scare off competition, it then hurts the business in which you love, and directors can't stay in business. They don't have any entries, you know, coming in to pay for their business expenses. So you're actually shooting yourself in the foot when you do this.
Right, and I think another thing a lot of people don't know is that there are people who read the VOY boards who are not in the pageant industry. They're ambient readers, meaning they're not in the industry, but they're looking because of curiosity. And I think it perpetuates the negative stereotype, don't you?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, we all hear from our friends that aren't in pageants, like, wow, that must be pretty, you know, backbiting and brutal to be in. And I try to tell people, you know, some of my best friends are from pageantry, and it's not all bad, but it certainly does play into the whole stereotype.
Well, Maria, we're so sorry to hear that you had a negative experience with message boards. And if you'd like to contact Maria to learn more about her VOY petition, you can contact Maria at mariabell@yahoo.com. And her personal website for her fitness coaching business is fitnesswithmaria.com. And the VOY petition tiny URL is http://tinyurl.com/VOY petition. Well, thanks so much for joining us today, Maria, and we wish you the very best. Well, it's time for a short break, but when we come back, I'll be talking with well-known message board participant Christy Cole Pearson about her multifaceted experience with pageant message boards. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back on Pageant Talk Radio.
Do you have a headshot that isn't quite pageant perfect? Are you dissatisfied with the touch-up job done by your photographer? At pageantretouching.com, they take the time to make your photo as beautiful as you are. Attention to detail, quality results, and customer service are the most important factors of their business. Get the polished look you're looking for without losing that natural, realistic quality. Just visit their website at pageantretouching.com and check out their before and after photos. That's pageantretouching.com.
Do you have the number one tool used by elite title holders to create a winning pageant interview? Do you want to ace any question during your pageant interview? You need to get your copy of Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions today. The biggest mistake contestants make when practicing is using a limited list of practice questions. If you're practicing on your own or with the same practice partner, you're going to be practicing the same questions over and over. It's just hard to think of a wide variety of practice questions on your own. Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions eliminates that problem and helps you prepare to answer any pageant interview question. Plus, the questions are specific to your competition division. 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions is a downloadable ebook. Just download it to your computer and start developing your interview skills today. Visit Valerie's website, www.pageantinterviewcoach.com, and click on Products. With Valerie's Perfect Practice Pageant Questions, you're on your way to a winning pageant interview.